The Gemara in Sota tells us that when Yaakov was going to be buried by Maaseh Machpelah, Esav was trying to protest. Hushim ben Dan went ahead and took his knife and chopped off Esav's head. Esav's head was rolled into Maaseh Machpelah, and Yaakov was buried properly. The question is the following. Hushim means senses. A man has five senses. You're able to touch, hear, see, smell, and feel. Hushim was lacking one of those. He was deaf. So you would have imagined he would have been called Cheresh, the deaf one. Why was it called Hushim, the one of senses? There's a video called No Arms, No Legs, No Worries. It's a man by the name of Nick Voitcher who's born with no arms, no legs, and he has no worries. And he says in the video he stopped worrying about the fact that he didn't have arms and didn't have legs because instead of focusing on what he didn't have, he wouldn't be able to appreciate what he did have. There's a tremendous lesson here. Hushim is called senses. Yes, he might have been lacking the ability to hear, but he didn't focus on that. He focused on what he did have. We all given tremendous talents and gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of focusing on what we don't have, we focus on what we did have. That was his actual name. His name was Hushim because he appreciated what he did have. Have an awesome, amazing Shabbos.